My name is Karagat Warner, the Craft Your Confidence Coach and podcast coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for connection and community, and inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. So I want to dive right into this episode because I'm so excited to talk about this topic. Because over the past couple of months, I have been reflecting with so much gratitude on how I've been able to help my fellow coaches share their message through the powerful medium of a podcast, which I think you know by now, it is my labor of love. It is this, you know, love affair that I've been having since 2014. And so I've been able to help my fellow coaches because back in November, one of my coaching peers reached out and said, "Hey, I need help with a podcast." But I realized that this powerful medium isn't only open to coaches, which is a title in the title of this podcast. Coaches are creatives and creatives are coaches. Aren't we one and the same? Like, where do you draw the line about who is a creative and who isn't? You're not only a creative person if you paint or knit or design or write. Like, if you are a life coach, you're a creative person if you decide you are, right? If you decide that when you show up to help give your people a transformation or teach them something or create a podcast with a series of episodes that you know will affect your listeners in a certain way, that you've essentially crafted a way for them to experience something that maybe they didn't experience before. Thus, the name of this podcast, Craft Your Confidence. So, and when I came up with the name for this podcast, I wanted it to hit all those different points that you could see that name and be like, you know, look at it from a literal sense, but also from a symbolic sense, like that we are crafting our confidence in so many different ways, creating that, crafting as a metaphor for so many things that we do, right? So I had this really awesome revelation come over me this past weekend. So this idea of coaches are creatives and creatives are coaches. And so I just want to circle back to the end of 2020, because back in November, to be exact, I had a fellow life coach reach out and ask if I could help her start her podcast. And whenever I see someone show interest in this, I just jump. I mean, I jump at the chance, because this is one of those things that I love to do in a hot second if someone needs my help. Like, I can do this in my sleep, right? That's how much I love it and how much confidence I have in this beautiful medium that I am sharing with you at this very moment. So I had a chat with this coach and I gave her some resources to get started. And she said, "You know, this could be a great thing to offer other coaches." So I did exactly that. So that seed was planted and I started doing live classes on the topic and getting to know what the needs were, right? Getting to know what my fellow coaches were really wanting, what their burning questions were. And then I decided to create a free masterclass. So now there's something that you can just watch, right? It's a DIY class that I created, and I took all the feedback and all the questions and all these things that were coming up, and I created a special thing for you. So I call it a masterclass, I show you that all you need is a microphone and a message. That's it. You don't even need a microphone. Like, all you need is your smartphone if you really want to get down to the bare bones of it all. And I'm going to share a little bit later how I started mine that way. And I've shared this story before, but I want to just drive this home because it's a really important message that I'm going to share about how I started, because it just shows you that you don't need anything fancy. And I did an episode about that. I think it's called You Don't Need to Be Fancy with Your Podcast. So all you need is this microphone and this message, and just the message really, and something to actually record the message inside of or on that you can share with the humans who need you. And so in this, there's this masterclass, I call it, I created, that you can watch, right? And if you want to keep going, then you'll have the opportunity to actually set up a free call with me, a free conversation. We just hop on a Zoom call, right? And then you get to decide if you want to, you know, work with me, and we get to launch your podcast. And we dive into an 8-week program. It's totally customized for you. And that's what we would do during the call, would be our chance to work together one-on-one, like I said, totally for free, because I want you to know for sure if this is what you need and what you want. And you still get to walk away with something that you can use and put that in your toolbox and just get started, right? So you can watch this masterclass and get the, you know, just get the advice and, you know, go all DIY. Because, you know, I truly believe that a lot of people have that ability. They don't need that guidance. I'm one of those people too. I'm DIY about certain things. And then there are certain other things that I do need guidance, right? So you get to identify what that is when we get on a call together. And, you know, but you might be thinking right now, like, I'm ready. Like, I've been listening to you. I want to have that conversation with you right now, and I want to see how we can get started. And so if you sign up for the masterclass, right, you'll see where you can just jump right in, right, and schedule that free call with me. So if you go to caragotwarner.com/podcast masterclass, you'll see how you can sign up for that class and get started watching and learning how you can, you know, all you need is that microphone and a message to get started. And I have three steps. I teach you three steps that you can use right away. And these are also the three steps that I expand upon even more during my 8-week program. So sign up for the course, right? Sign up for the free course and watch it. And like, then you have a chance to get on a call with me. Or if you want to get on a call with me right away, still, go ahead, sign up for that course, the free course. And then right when you get to that page where you see, like, you can watch, you're going to just see a button that you can click that says, hey, I'm ready. Let's get on a call. So here we are now, fast forward 5 months later, since that first conversation that I had with a life coach. And my mission has become just a passionate mission to help coaches and creatives to see that they don't need permission, right? Because we've been hearing a lot of that, right? The culture in the life coaching world, at least the one that I come from, is that you need to be, you know, more experienced, that doing a podcast means that you're going to go down a rabbit hole and follow something shiny. I completely disagree with that. If you are excited and this is something that you believe in and you have that message and you are like a kid in a candy store, like it's like Christmas morning for you to get behind the microphone, then there's no reason to wait. But if you believe that a podcast is something you should do, then yes, then believe that advice or trust that advice that it's another shiny thing. And I believe that that's where it does come from. But I have to tell you a little story about what happened to me last year. Is I put my podcast on hold because of this advice, because I thought, I just heard it somewhere And I thought, oh my gosh, I have to stop my podcast because I need to first become a successful coach. I need to first make six figures as a coach. And that is just malarkey. I was going to say something else, but I'm saying malarkey. I held myself back. See, I was already a podcaster. I was already creating value in the world behind the microphone. And I had been doing it since 2014. And then I put the kibosh on it. I said, nope. My coach said, don't do it. And I stopped for like 6 months. And I was sad. Like, I was like, I didn't want to stop. I love this. Like, why would I stop? So anyway, it just showed me how to circle back home. And that's what I did. Right? It's a beautiful thing to figure that out. So it wasn't a loss for me. It was actually a great learning experience for me to really come back full circle to where I am today. Right? So I talk about how you don't need permission. You just need that microphone and the message. And I became a podcasting renegade. I'm here. I'm your cheerleader. I'm your support system, right? So, you know, to be a podcasting renegade is my mission because I want you to know it's not social media either. I've heard people say that, like a podcast. They mix it with social media. Podcasting is a broadcasting medium in the shared realm of radio broadcasting. Think about that. And now, podcasting is the new radio. It has surpassed radio listening. I'm not making that up. There's actually been a study. I follow this, and you, if you guys feel like geeking out on this, you can. If you go to Edison Research, you'll see that they've been doing this thing called share of ear since 2014. And back when I used to teach live, like in-person podcasting events to people in the needle arts sector, in, you know, yarn shop owners and knitwear designers, because I've been doing these classes, I've been teaching about podcasting for quite a long time. And this share of ear has always been following me during this time. Because back in the day, it was like, I almost had to show yarn shop owners, like, here's why you should do it. I mean, back when I started teaching podcasting, I was missing the point because, you know, I turned it into something that you should do. It's not something you should do. It's something that you should feel called to do, excited to do, right? So I used this study, right? But now, like, you know, now you might, like, because you're listening to this, right? You're listening to this and you're probably a podcast listener and you listen to a lot of other podcasts. So you already know this. I don't need to convince you that you already know that that podcasting has surpassed radio. And you might be thinking, what's radio? Oh, yeah. That old thing called radio, right? That thing that my husband, and I'm speaking about my husband right now, my husband who's stuck in the 80s, he's still listening to radio. He's still listening to it, right? So funny. So where am I going with this? I just realized that I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole myself. So let me just take a quick little assessment of why I decided that I wanted to record this episode. Yes. Okay. So over the weekend, I had a lovely conversation with a friend. Actually, she's a new friend that I actually met through the DMs on Instagram. And if you're listening, you know who you are. Hello. So I had this conversation with her and she's also in a creative business. She's a writer. And we just have these lovely conversations. And by the way, this person who is still a secret, because I didn't get permission from her to mention her name, so I won't, but she's going to be on the show. So I shared with her that I have these two parts of my business, or so I think I have these two parts of my business. The creative woman who wants to work with me on, like, you know, developing creative confidence. She wants to join me on a 6-month journey of transformation to craft her confidence, right? And then I have the life coach who wants to launch a podcast. And so she was saying, so what's the struggle? And my answer to that was, but I can't serve two clients or two different people. Or, you know, we get stuck in the niche drama. I kind of had a moment of niche drama, you guys. So I can't serve two different people. Like, I can't speak to two different kinds of women because I'll confuse them. I'll confuse the peoples. And so this was the question that I posed to her, right? And so before I could, you know, before she could answer, I said, so maybe this requires just a really simple tweak and really just how I, you know, talk about things, right? Like market things. I, you know, don't, not even marketing. It's just like, how am I showing up on the podcast, right? So maybe it's this simple little tweak that I said earlier, coaches and creatives, instead of saying, you know, I help life coaches, I help coaches and creatives. And then I excitedly proclaimed, coaches are creatives and creatives are coaches. And she said, well, I think you just answered your question. And so I always love to use the analogy. You've heard me talk about the rivers, right? When rivers meet, right? These two rivers, like I'm talking about these two rivers, but almost like that they're as if there's a separation. And the one thing that she pointed out was that she said, there are these two streams. There's these two streams, but they are very intertwined. And yes, that idea of these two rivers merging in the ocean, right? That's what makes them eventually, they are intertwined. But what if they're just intertwined from the beginning? What if it's like that and I'm just making something out of nothing, right? Because she is a listener of my podcast, which is why I wanted to ask her this question. And she's just like, she listens to the episodes about podcasting and she listens to the episodes about creativity. And she's just wondering why I'm confused about that. And so I realize what I have to offer life coaches is an invitation to anyone who has the same excitement, the passion, the desire to share a message behind a microphone or some sort of recording device, a smartphone, whatever it is. And so, you know, I just have to tell you that story. You know that story, right? Remember when I shared my story about how I got into podcasting back in 2014 and how I did it? I did it from my smartphone, right? And I mentioned it in that episode. You don't need anything fancy or whatever. I mentioned it earlier that you don't need anything fancy for a podcast. So I talked about my experience with Hal Elrod, who reached out to me. He's the author of the book, The Miracle Morning. So maybe you've heard of him. If not, he's a pretty well-known guy. And he reached out to me and he asked me if I accepted guests. And at the time, I was still outside, like recording my episodes on my phone. And you could hear birds in the background. And sometimes you could hear people walking and I would walk by and I'd say, oh, hi. Or I would start episodes. You could just hear my feet walking, or you could hear me like cooling down and breathing hard from, you know, my run. And it was like raw and it was rustic and it was real. And honestly, you guys, I talk about this so much. And I thought, I have to bring the podcast back and publish old episodes. But the sad reality is I can't find, many of them are lost. So I have to probably go back to, I have in the corner, I'm looking at it right now. I'm one of those people that never gets rid of an old computer because I don't know what to do with it. And like, I don't want it to end up in a landfill somewhere in China. So I just keep all these laptops. So when I die, someone's probably going to send them there anyway. But anyway, good thing that I can still kind of open some of these laptops, which probably take like an hour to restart. Maybe some of the screens don't like work that well. They cut out, they go black every now and again. So funny. But anyway, so the story was, I did this podcast with no intro music, with no intro about myself. Like, I would just tell my story. I would just dive in with what was on my mind. And I went out every day with the thought, by the time I'm done exercising and running, I will have an episode. And every single time I had an episode. And this was long before the days of knowing thought work. Like, I just knew it. I just had a thought and I just kept the thought. So this sometimes thought, I find that sometimes just trying so hard with thought work and the models and all the things that I teach my clients, sometimes that can work against us. Sometimes we just have to allow things to emerge effortlessly. And if we struggle with thought work, then it's okay to let it go sometimes. I'm just giving you permission. Not that you need my permission, but it's okay. Let it go. Because I had this natural thing happen because I was doing something that I absolutely loved. I was absolutely passionate about. And I just had the thought every day, like, I'm going to have an episode. I don't have one now, but in 30 minutes, I'll have one. And I did. And sometimes the you know, podcast, I don't know, maybe it wasn't as prolific as other episodes, and that's okay too, right? It doesn't have to be. So my friend who I was talking to further reminded me actually about this peacock analogy that I often mention in these episodes that a fellow coach actually pointed out to me. And like that, you know, you are a peacock. She said, Carrie, you're a peacock. Like, you like to do lots of different things. So, and then I thought, how could I deny a peacock? It's feathers, right? You can't. And I thought, oh my gosh, how sad that I try to put, you know, I try to stop myself from doing something that I'm excited about. And I'm here to say the same thing. Why would you? Why would you deny yourself? Why would you deny your own peacock feathers? Right? Think about that. I've been practicing a lot of self-love because I realized that I haven't had a lot of it in my life. And you know, feeding and care, feeding, you know, literally feeding and feeding in the emotional sense, my baby bird. And when I think of baby birds, like, it's a sweet thing, isn't it? When you see the baby birds with their mouths open, it's precious, right? And so I keep that analogy in my brain. So it's very sweet. So I celebrate it all. I celebrate all the colors. I would love for you to celebrate all your colors, right? So no matter what we're creating, writing, knitting, a visual manifestation, you know, our own manifesto, or even a coaching program, a coaching transformation for someone. The inner game, it's always the same, right? That's what my friend said to me when we were chatting. I wrote that down. The inner game is always the same. The inner game is mindset. Mindset about business, mindset about relationships, mindset about creativity. The inner game, same as the creative process. It all applies. Plug in your thing. So that's all I got. And let me tell you something. If you need that help with your podcast and you want to remove the confusion and, you know, like, cause it takes time, right? It can take time to start your podcast, but you really want to work with someone who's been there, who's done that. And you want to just, you know, you want to remove that confusion and the time it takes to figure things out on your own, then sign up for that masterclass I shared earlier. So if you want to check it out, go to carriegottwarner.com/podcast masterclass. And please, 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 and I don't say this enough, if you are enjoying this podcast, can you please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review and rating so others can also enjoy these insights? Because we need more coaches and creatives and teachers to reach the humans that need them. All right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Hey, I hope you loved that episode. But before you go, I just want to let you know that I open 2 to 3 spots on my calendar every single week when I release a new episode. So grab one now while you can, so we can talk about your next chapter. This is a complimentary one-on-one coaching session with me. So if you're ready to roll up your sleeves and get to work, let's chat, because the transformation happens inside the conversation. Go to caragottwarner.com/workwithcara to set up your session on my calendar today. Again, there's only a couple spots that I open up every week, and then they're gone. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.